Gotta start. There we go. Porting. And here we go. This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. And today I've got my friend Scott Clifton on the line of Farms International. And Scott, we are going to talk about some new stuff that's going on at Farms. I understand you have new programs in Bangladesh, Cuba, and the Philippines. Sorry, yeah. I will edit this part out. Got to cough up a hairball. Sorry. I understand you have new programs in these areas. Can you tell me more? What exactly does that look like? Like, are these new people participating in your programs or new programs themselves? Let's start with that.
Sure. So when we say a new program, that means there's a separate committee that there wasn't before of local volunteers that oversees the operations of the program. And so that means that there's three new committees in these three new locations. Sometimes it's a completely new committee, and sometimes it's born out of an existing program, and they're multiplying to form two committees where there was only one previously. So in the case of the Philippines, it's multiplied out of a previous program. There is knowledge that has been passed from the one committee to the new committee. There's a committee member that served on that former committee. And so that's a very cool story of multiplication. They see the value in having a program like Farms there, and they want to see it increase. The case with Bangladesh is similar. They had an existing program there. They had an idea of something to try out that they're interested in. And it's one of those things where working in the U.S., not knowing all the ins and outs of what they do, they're a lot more familiar with the types of things that would be a benefit, that would work for them. And so they proposed an idea to work through their ministry centers. And we said, okay, we'll try it out. We'll do a pilot program of that. And so that's an existing committee that formed a new committee to kind of pilot out a new type of program. And so we just started that within the last year as well. And then in Cuba, it's a new committee completely. They're not affiliated with the previous committee. And so just like if we were to start a committee in a new country or something like that, they're a distinct new committee. And so we go forth with the initial trainings that are necessary to get the program off the ground.
Sorry, my mute button got stuck there. So as you're describing this, it reminds me a lot of church planting multiplication, where you might send a church planting team or pastor in, and as that original church grows, the first guy trains other guys to go and start churches in other areas. Is that a similar concept to what you guys do with the committees?
Yeah, there's certainly some analogous themes there. In church planting, you don't want to just remain confined into a building or have that be your identity. But if there's people being added to the group, then you want it to multiply, and you want to form two groups that will then continue to add and, more effectively share the gospel of Christ. And with these groups, it's very similar that as people are being helped, they say, we see more people that could be helped. And if we had a second committee, that would allow for that. And so let's see if we can form a second one. So we're very interested in the idea of that sort of organic multiplication that just is based off of the perceived need that's surrounding these committees. And, if they have done a good job and stewarded the finances and stewarded the loan members well, then it's exciting for them to think about growing it to reach more people.
And so you gave us a great overview of each area, Philippines, Bangladesh, Cuba. You gave us a great introduction. Would you mind diving more into each of these new programs and kind of explain like what, you're the best one to know how to do a summary version of it, but kind of the highlights of each new program.
Sure. So if I'm starting with the Philippines, the new program, the existing committee previously has been in a more rural setting. So there's a high focus on agriculture. The new program is focusing around Manila. And so that will have certainly much less agriculture. It'll be more small business. And so that's kind of the focus there. And whenever we start a new program, we start small and increase from there. And so it'll be, you know, a handful of initial loan members to start the program, and they'll have small business ventures. Just an example of what types of businesses could be done, one of the pastors there in Manila, he operates a t-shirt business where he comes up with the designs, he prints them onto the t-shirts, and then he sells them. So a small enterprise such as this. And then Bangladesh is agricultural projects such as pigs, goats, ducks, and fish raising, and they're doing this through their ministry centers. And what their ministry centers are, in the hill tract region of Bangladesh, there's a high concentration of tribal people, and many of these tribal people have very low rates of literacy. That really sets them up for disadvantage as they go through life. You know, they might sign poor contracts with someone that allows them to take their land. For instance, it can be really disadvantageous, and so they really focus on education of the people in those regions of the tribal groups. And one of the ways they accomplish that is through ministry centers. And so there are youth that receive education here, and then there are staff that oversee. And so they're actually operating these agricultural programs through that ministry center. And the youth are learning about how to take care of these things, but then there's also the oversight of the staff member. And the idea is that as that generates income, it's able to bolster that ministry center as well as bolster the local churches. And then with Cuba, so we're starting out with one or two members to start that program, and it's agricultural. And so they're readying land for agricultural purposes and for livestock, and that's what their focus is on.
And we share these stories with people, not only for information, we want them to get involved. So where do you see people coming alongside in this story?
Yeah, there's two great ways that people can get involved. Praying for the new programs. You know, anytime we're in spring here anyway, and watching new life form, you see how it's fragile to start, and then it as it grows older, it gets more stable and things become more sturdy. So we pray for these new programs, and we hope that people would join in praying that they would stabilize, and that God would really establish thriving, flourishing programs. And secondly, it does cost money to fund programs. And so if people feel compelled to give financially, it would allow for programs like these to increase. It would also allow for other programs to be considered. There's always more places that are, I'm in conversation with people about opportunities. There's always more opportunities than we can pursue. And so if people are compelled to give financially, that would be a great help as well.
All right. That wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I suppose if people want to find out more, they can go to our website, farmsinternational.com, or Facebook or Instagram or all those social sources.
All right. We'll guide people there. I'm going to stop the recording.